Welcome to Gospel Tangents. I'm your host, Rick Bennett. Please consider donating or purchasing a transcript by going to our website, gospeltangents.com/shop. You'll help support other documentaries and podcasts such as this. When we think about history, sometimes we just view it as the distant past, not the present. In our next few episodes, we're going to talk about media portrayals of two Christian athletes, Tim Tebow and Jeremy Lin. Some of you may not have heard of Tim Tebow. He was the best college football player in America a few years ago, winning the Heisman Trophy as just a sophomore at the University of Florida. Later, he was drafted by the Denver Broncos, leading them to several miracle finishes. In fact, Saturday Night Live even did a skit where Jesus appeared taking credit for all of Tim's miracle finishes. It's pretty funny. There's even a line about Mormons at the end if you want to watch. On the other hand, we have Jeremy Lin. He's the son of Taiwanese immigrants. Growing up in California, he was the best basketball player there, but was not recruited very much, primarily because he was Asian. In the movie Linsanity, we see where Jeremy takes the center stage, and we find out that he was an amazing Christian athlete as well. But the media doesn't play up that role nearly as much as it does for Tim Tebow. Why is that? To answer that question, we'll talk to Dr. Darren Smith of the University of Memphis. He teaches sociology there, and I think you'll find his comments very interesting.
I'm glad to be here. I teach at the University of Memphis. I think you mentioned that earlier, Rick, but I'm originally from Nashville, Tennessee. It's where I claim home, I guess. Well, I guess home is in between California and Nashville. I was born in Nashville, and we moved to California, came back to Nashville when I was a youth, and graduated from high school, joined the Mormon Church there. Went on a mission, came back, then ended up at Ricks College, University of Utah, BYU, then back to Utah. So I've been in Utah for, I lived in Utah for over 20 years before I moved, after I finished my degree, my PhD, then I moved from here to Wichita, Kansas, and worked there for a few years, and then on to Memphis, where I am now. So, so it's been a long run, man.
So, from what I understand, you were a physician's assistant. Is that at the University of Utah?
Yes. Well, at I graduated from Utah in '96 with my PA certificate then, and I've been practicing as a PA ever since. I mean, I've kind of on and off sometimes, but I've been maintaining my practice just to keep my skills up. So, I taught at PA schools. When I left here, I went to a PA school, the University of Wichita State in Wichita, Kansas, and I went on to open up the University of Tennessee Health Sciences Center. New PA program in Memphis, and so that's why I moved to Memphis. Those are the things that took me out. So now I'm in sociology where I should have been all along. So I'm much better suited for sociology, I believe.
Okay, so you got your PhD in sociology?
Yeah, it was in the Department of Behavioral Science and the Department of Health, Education, Culture, and Society at the University of Utah, and it's more of a interdisciplinary degree. So my focus area was in sociology. So then when I was at BYU, I got my minor in sociology. So, and I've been teaching all of my courses in sociology. So, and all my research is in sociology. So I pretty much, am a sociologist or behavioral scientist, if you will. So.
Okay. All right. So let's turn a little bit. One of the things you mentioned in your book was Jeremy Lin. Yeah. Now, for some people may not understand who Jeremy Lin is, he's an Asian American. I don't know if he's Chinese or Japanese or whatever. But anyway, he went to Harvard. He went to one of the big schools. Mm-hmm. Jeremy saw a different kind of racism than a black athlete. And
the other thing, I thought that was interesting.
It was very interesting. I mean, but I don't know how many people have seen the movie Linsanity. Mm-hmm. It was at the Sundance Film Festival. Documentary. Mm-hmm. Which talked about how he became a star. But I didn't realize that Jeremy is a person of faith, and it's really brought out in that documentary. Contrast that with Tim Tebow, a white player who's very good, they talk about Tebowing, he's always kneeling, he's very Christian. And so it's funny to me, talk about how racism is involved with Jeremy Lin as opposed to Tim Tebow, how they're both men of faith, but only Tim Tebow gets branded as the good Christian, and Jeremy, well, he's just this amazing athlete.
Right.
And he shouldn't be an athlete because he's Asian. He's not black.
Right.
You know, he's one of those smart Asians. Talk about that.
You bet. Well, it's the typical stereotypes around Asian bodies. I mean, We aren't conditioned to see Asians as basketball players. We see Asians as mathematicians, scientists. We see them as quiet, meek, humble, you know, some of those qualities that we ascribe to people. We see Asians as being allies. We see Asians as being safe, model minorities, right? So certainly someone like Jeremy Lin, who's actually Southeast Asian, you know, this guy wouldn't be the phenomena that he was for that brief run that he had a couple years ago that he had this brief run. But he's continued to do that, though, but we don't see that anymore, because at the time that it was going on, it was a perfect set of events that took place that gave him, that catapulted Jeremy Lin to the stardom that he had. So at any rate, so we're not conditioned to see the Asian as being a basketball player, but people may not know Jeremy Lin was actually a great basketball player out of California. He did great in California, but not one scholarship offer, not one came his way.
Wasn't he Mr. Basketball in California?
He was Mr. Basketball. I mean, no one even looked at him, you know. So when he actually got his shot for that brief run he had with who was the team he was playing for?
The Knicks.
The Knicks. That brief run with the Knicks. The players who knew him knew he could play already. They already knew he could play like that. It's the world that didn't know that. The world didn't know. So people were riveted by seeing a man play that wasn't supposed to play like he played. They were riveted by that. So we focused on his exoticness, his Asianness. And you say you want to juxtapose that to Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow is the perfect Christian. He's a white male, right? He's wealthy. Yeah, he's handsome. He's a college graduate. He's an athlete, you know, and he's got all of the things that embodies what a football player, at least from a Southern perspective, should be. So in the South, the image of Tim Tebow personifies football, even though football is dominated by black players. But when you have a player like Tim Tebow, it's almost like when Jack Johnson fought in the very famous fight he fought Jeff Jeffries back in the 1800s. This buildup of this, you know, the great white hope with Jeff Jeffries versus, you know, this animal, the animalistic beast of Jack Johnson. Same kind of a thing with Tebow. In terms of Tebow's, what he means to Christians, white evangelical Christians, particularly when he was in Denver. Denver was a whole interesting story about Tim Tebow. So Tebow can pull it off, or Tebow is celebrated for his Christianity, and someone like Jeremy Lin, who is also deeply Christian. I would even argue probably more Christian than Tebow, because he's so humble about it. He doesn't parade it around. But we weren't interested in that. With that aspect of his identity, Lin's identity. But Tebow's identity, it just fit his identity, because that's the narrative that we typically hear about, at least in the South, of what a football player should be, someone like Tim Tebow. So Tim Tebow's character, his character, really does personify football. It really does personify what the ideal of a football player should be. You know, someone like him, all the attributes that I mentioned before. So looking at those two men, it couldn't be weirder between those two during that brief little. We had some really interesting things happen in sports over the last few years, and these are two of the most interesting aspects of sports that I sort of honed in on, mm-hmm. and saw as really interesting in sort of telling the story about why black players are continually marginalized.
I hope you enjoyed our discussion with Dr. Darren Smith. In part two of our conversation, we'll talk about student athletes. Should they be paid? Dr. Smith thinks that this is a business, and maybe we should treat athletes like a business instead of as students.
If you look at college athletics, it's a business model. They need workers. These players are workers. They don't. If they graduate, great, fantastic. But if they don't, great. Let's get the next chunk. You know. So it's a business, and business has to have employees. And so let's pay them. I'm all for that.
Click here to subscribe. Click here for a transcript. And over here, you'll see some other videos that we've done here on YouTube. We hope you'll use this as a valuable resource to learn more about Mormon history.